One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are stories that linger in the back of your mind long after you've heard them. They settle into the cracks of your consciousness, whispering questions you can't quite answer. Tonight, we bring you one such tale. A story of a shadow that walks not in the light, but in the corners of a young girl's life, following her from home to home, state to state, growing closer, darker, and more personal as the years go by. Our protagonist remembers the first time she saw him, a man-shaped void with no face, no features, nothing but an impenetrable blackness that felt as though it could swallow the world whole. She was just a child, innocent and unsuspecting, when she first heard her name called from the dark. That was when the shadow entered her life, and it stayed with her ever since, changing, watching, and perhaps feeling. This story isn't just about fleeting glimpses or bumps in the night. It's about the bond, yes, bond, that forms between a person and the unknown. It's about fear, calm, anger, and an unexplainable connection. What does it mean when the darkness feels familiar? When it feels safe? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I don't know if anyone else has ever experienced something like this, but I hope by sharing, someone might help me make sense of it, or at least not feel so alone. This story has stayed with me, as vivid now as it was the day it began. When I was 6 years old, my family lived in an old Victorian house in a tiny village called Florenceville. The house was over 100 years old, with a creaking staircase, a high ceiling in the entryway, and a chill that never quite left, even in the height of summer. It had this feeling, like it carried the weight of all the lives that had come and gone, within its walls. One afternoon, I was playing in my room. I had this habit of cutting shapes into cardboard boxes to make little homes for my toys. I was bent over, completely absorbed in my work, when I heard my name. It was a man's voice, clear and strong, calling me from just outside my door. I froze, my heart leaping. My father had been away on business for weeks, and in my 6-year-old naivety, I thought, he's home early, he's here to surprise me. I jumped up, ran out of my room, and peered over the railing of the staircase. Below me, in the entryway, stood a man. Or what I thought was a man. He wasn't my father. He wasn't anyone I'd ever seen before. He was just black. Not like a shadow cast on the wall, but blacker than anything I had words for. Darker than the shadows around him. He had no face, no details, just the shape of a man, staring up at me. I screamed, and the next thing I knew, my mom was there holding me. I tried to explain what I'd seen, but when she looked down into the entryway, there was nothing there. She brushed it off as a child's imagination, but I knew it was real. For years after, I had dreams about that man. Shadowy, vague dreams where he'd stand in doorways or watch from across the room. But it wasn't just dreams. Sometimes I'd feel like I wasn't alone, like someone was there, just out of sight. When I was 8, we'd moved to a new house in Washington. It was supposed to be a fresh start, but one night I woke up out of nowhere. I was a heavy sleeper, so it was strange to even be awake. Something in the room felt wrong. At first, I didn't see anything, But as I sat up in bed, I realized there was someone, something, leaning on the edge of my bed. It had its elbows on the mattress, its head in its hands, staring at me. Then slowly, it tilted its head, as if curious. I was too terrified to scream. I just threw the covers over my head and stayed there trembling until morning. That wasn't the last time. A year later, I was getting ready for bed. I opened my closet door, and there he was again. This time, he was sitting in the corner, knees pulled up to his chest, his head buried in his arms. He didn't move, didn't look at me, but his presence filled the room like a weight I couldn't escape. I slammed the closet door and ran. After that, he started appearing in my dreams again, always in the background, always watching. When we moved again, this time to Wisconsin, I thought maybe he'd stay behind. But as I got older, the feeling started coming back. At first, it was just that strange sensation, like being watched. But then I started seeing shadows in the corners of my vision. I told myself it was just my imagination, but the unease wouldn't go away. It was subtle at first. My heart would race when I walked up the stairs from the basement. Even though nothing was there, I'd catch glimpses of something in the mirrors, shadows that didn't belong. And then one night, everything changed. That night started like any other. I was lying in bed, my dog curled up beside me, the house quiet. I couldn't sleep, my mind drifting between thoughts of school and the usual worries of a teenager. Then I heard it, a rattling noise, loud and sharp, cutting through the stillness. My dog sat up immediately, her ears perked, and a low growl rumbled in her throat. I froze, trying to place the sound. It was coming from my closet. I sat up slowly, my eyes fixed on the door. Hanging from the handle were a string of plastic beads, a remnant of childhood I hadn't bothered to take down. They were moving, shaking violently as if someone were pulling on them from the other side. I couldn't look away. My dog growled louder, her hackles raised, but she stayed rooted beside me. Then, just as suddenly as it had started, the rattling stopped. The beads swung gently, the motion slowing to a halt, and that's when I saw him. Standing by the closet door, as calm and still as a statue, was the Shadow Man. He was the same as I remembered, a void darker than the surrounding dark, a human shape without features or form. But this time I felt something new. Not fear, calm, it didn't make sense. Every instinct told me to be terrified, but instead, I felt an odd sense of peace, like he wasn't there to harm me. I don't know how long I sat there staring, but eventually he faded back into the shadows, and the room was still again. After that night, he started appearing more frequently. Sometimes I'd hear faint tapping sounds, like someone knocking on the walls. Other times I'd catch sight of him standing in the corner of a room or sitting on the edge of the bed. He didn't scare me anymore, not really. In fact, I started talking to him. "Who are you?" I'd ask. "What do you want?" He never answered, but sometimes when I'd tell him to leave, he would. Not always, but enough to make me wonder if he understood me. My boyfriend didn't believe me at first. He thought it was all in my head. But one night after I'd told him about the Shadow Man, he tried to provoke him. He stood in my room and said, "If you're real, show yourself. I'm not afraid of you." I didn't expect anything to happen, but a week later, my boyfriend called me in the middle of the night. He sounded shaken, almost panicked. He told me he'd woken up to see a black, cat-like figure at the foot of his bed. He described it as a void, just like the Shadow Man, but smaller and with glowing, claw-like shapes. It leapt toward him, claws out, and vanished just before reaching his face. After that, he believed me. When he'd stay over, the Shadow Man's energy would change. I'd feel jealousy radiating from him, a cold, angry presence that made my chest tighten. It was the only time I was ever afraid of him. The last time I saw him was months ago. My boyfriend was with me, and I'd had enough. I told him to leave. Yelled it, actually. "You're not welcome here anymore. Go away." And just like that, he was gone. I should feel relieved, but part of me misses him. Isn't that strange? He was with me for so long, through so many chapters of my life. Sometimes I wonder if he needs me for something or if I'll ever see him again. What was he? Was he protecting me, haunting me, or something else entirely? Could a spirit, or whatever he is, really feel jealousy? Could he have been attached to me somehow? I don't know what to think. All I know is that he's gone now, and I'm left with the memory of a figure darker than the darkest shadows watching from the corners of my life. Thank you for listening. A Friend in the Shadows. What do we make of a story like this? It's not uncommon for people to feel a presence, especially in places steeped in history. But this isn't just about a haunted house or a fleeting apparition. No, this is something else entirely. We're talking about a shadow, not of a man, but shaped like one, that seems to defy the rules we think we know. It's not bound by location, following our storyteller from childhood to adulthood, across provinces, states, and years. It's not just a passive observer, either. It watches, it studies, and in its own way, it feels. That's what makes this story different. This shadow isn't just a figure, it's an entity with emotions. Psychologically speaking, you might argue this is a case of sleep paralysis or a vivid imagination born out of childhood fear. The human brain is a powerful thing, capable of creating sensations and images so real they leave physical reactions in their wake. Anxiety could explain the racing heart, the sense of being watched, even the vivid visions. But let's not dismiss the paranormal so quickly. The Shadow Man's consistent appearances, even witnessed by a skeptic boyfriend, challenge easy explanations. And that calm the protagonist described, that odd sense of safety in his presence, that's not something we hear often in stories of the unexplained. Could this be an attachment, not unlike the way people describe guardian spirits, but with a darker, more mysterious edge? And then there's the jealousy. If this entity can feel such a human emotion, what else could it be capable of? Was it protecting her, or was it possessive, feeding off the energy of its chosen connection? The questions left unanswered are what haunt me most. If this shadow man wasn't tied to a place and it wasn't a fleeting figment, then what was it? And here's the bold thought I'll leave you with tonight. Maybe shadows, the ones we see out of the corners of our eyes, aren't just tricks of the light. Maybe, just maybe, some of them are watching us back. Until next time, keep the lights on or don't. It's your choice.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.